Nolte, CNN's desire for political violence enters the White House. By John Nolte on July 12, 2019. Everything that makes the far-left CNN a danger to our country was on display at the White House Thursday afternoon when the fake news network's Brian Karim was caught on video inciting violence. Karim, who is also Playboy's White House correspondent, earned a second job as an analyst for CNN after he melted down during a 2017 White House briefing. In light of his erratic and threatening behavior yesterday, it is a notable piece of irony that CNN hired Karim after he accused White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders of inflaming everybody over her criticism of the media. "You're inflaming everybody right here and right now with those words," Karim whined. "We're here to ask you questions, you're here to provide the answers, and what you just did is inflammatory to people all over the country who look at it and say, 'See, once again, the president is right and everybody else out here is fake media. And everybody in this room is only trying to do their job,'" he added. Those looking for an additional layer of irony need only read his Playboy essay explaining that meltdown. "I don't like bullies," he wrote. And yet, just 2 years later, Karim has been caught on video assuming the role of an inflammatory bully while he is supposed to be a professional observer of events among the White House press corps. First, as the videos below show, Karim openly heckles and provokes a group of online journalists and influencers invited to the White House Rose Garden for a meeting with President Trump. Karim then attempts to incite violence against one of the invited guests, Trump's former deputy assistant Sebastian Gorka, by daring him to step outside for a fight. Finally, when confronted with his incitement to violence, Karim blatantly lies about what he said. In this first video, Karim appears to be razzing and getting razzed by one of Trump's guests, who is off camera, but he then seeks to escalate the situation and spread the overall tension by heckling the entire group. "This is a group of people who are eager for demonic possession," he says to everyone. At this point, you can hear Gorka respond off camera, "And you're a journalist?" Karim immediately responds with a call to violence. "Hey, come over here and talk to me, brother. We can go outside and have a long conversation," he says winking. A call to go outside is a call to violence, a call to physically assault someone. But it is in this second video, after a short confrontation with Gorka and a talking to by a Secret Service agent, Karim is caught repeatedly lying about inciting violence. "We were just gonna talk," he says, compounding the lie. "I didn't threaten to kick his butt," Karim adds, lying again. "I said I would talk to him." Karim then scurries away. My friends, this is CNN. Heckling, violence, and lies. And this has been CNN ever since the network installed Jeff Zucker as its chief. Over the last 6 or so years, Breitbart News has exhaustively documented the fake news outlet's embrace of political violence, especially against Trump and his supporters, and now CNN's desire to provoke violence has entered the White House. Here's a quick rundown of CNN's violent history. Antifa fights for a good cause. Antifa's fight is right. Antifa's punches are more equal morally than others. Antifa is on the side of right. Antifa is right because sometimes you can't fight by praising them or being nice to them. You gotta fight fire with fire. Antifa is as heroic as the America soldiers who stormed the beaches on D-Day. Antifa harassing Ted Cruz and his wife out of a restaurant is what he signed up for. Any criticism Antifa is racist, even though Antifa is predominantly white. CNN lied to turn the Trayvon Martin story into a black versus white narrative. CNN falsely identified George Zimmerman, the man who shot and killed Martin in self-defense, as white. Zimmerman is Hispanic. CNN fabricated evidence against Zimmerman with the false claim he used a racial slur while calling 911. CNN's Jake Tapper stood in the middle of the Ferguson, Missouri tinderbox and poured gasoline all over it with a hysterical anti-police rant. Just after the riots in Ferguson finally ceased, to gin things back up, CNN released unverified audio of what they claimed was the shooting of Michael Brown. The audio has still not been verified and there is one gunshot missing. No other news outlets pushed the incendiary Ferguson lie about hands up, don't shoot more than CNN. CNN openly called for rioting in Baltimore. CNN's Chris Cuomo, Mark Lamont Hill, and Miguel Martinez openly attacked and sowed seeds of mistrust against those police officers trying to bring calm to Baltimore. CNN anchor Brooke Baldwin suggested Baltimore cops were staffed with unstable war veterans. CNN attempted to turn the man who tried to assault then-candidate Donald Trump into a folk hero. CNN regularly encourages the idea that Trump is another George Wallace, who was shot in an assassination attempt, that violence against Trump and his supporters is legitimate and Trump's fault, that he is mentally unstable, or in the words of Jake Tapper and Mort, unhinged and un-American. CNN compares Trump to Hitler, claims that he is Putin's Manchurian candidate, that he is an illegitimate president. Heckling, violence, and lies are resume enhancers at CNN, a way to get an easy promotion and raise. And this is why CNN is a legitimate danger to our society. Some 90 million people subsidize CNN, even though fewer than 1 million actually watch. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.